How can we dilute our negative karma? First of all, let's understand what is negative karma. The word negative karma is used to mean those actions which are evil, immoral, unwholesome, and leads to miseries and sufferings. Buddha labeled them as unskillful actions, akusala karma. Why they are known as unskillful? Because human beings are brilliant and they have wonderful abilities and capacities. Human realm is a favorable realm, and those who achieved this wonderful human life, for such human beings to do these negative actions are not worth of. That is why they are known as unskillful actions. A person who does unskillful actions is known as bala. In Buddhist teaching, the word bala is used to mean spiritually illiterate, spiritually immature and undeveloped person. And such people might do negative, destructive, unwholesome types of actions which bring miseries and sufferings. There are three ways that we can recognize an unskillful action. That is to observe motives, intentions, and consequences of the actions. Any action which is motivated by greed, hatred, delusion, and other related defilements is an unskillful action. Whatever the action that you are going to do with unwholesome intention of bringing harm, danger, and such actions are unskillful. And then the consequences are also to be considered. Any actions that is socially harmful, destructive, ethically blameworthy, karmically bringing you downward towards lower realm, they are unskillful. So by observing these three factors, we can easily recognize what an unskillful action is. There are also three ways that we generate negative karmic energy through these unskillful actions: through our thoughts, through our speech, and through our actions. When someone develops harmful thoughts in his mind, when the mind is full of ill will, jealousy, anger, cruelty, and such destructive thoughts, we are producing a kind of force which is negative in nature. It's a negative karmic force. When these negative forces come out from our mouth, they can result in disasters. You might instigate crime, war, racism, religious fanaticism, and many other such unwholesome speech that leads to miseries and sufferings in this society. When these unwholesome negative forces, which are developed in mind as thoughts and expressed as words, and when they were transformed to actions, these actions can be very destructive, very harmful, not only for humankind, but towards other living beings and at large to this planet. So that is why we recognize these as unskillful. And his advice for his followers to refrain from doing these actions. Why should we refrain from doing negative karma? As the Buddha says, ida sochati techa sochati papakari ubhayatta sochati papamme katanti sochati bhiyo sochati duggatingato. Those people who do evil, wicked, immoral, unwholesome actions, they regret and suffer in this life itself. They also regret in their future lives. Being born in a lower realm, they come to experience much pain and suffering, thinking that I have done a lot of evil actions. One may regret in this life as well as in lives to come. This is the reason the Buddha says that you should try your best to keep away from these unskillful actions. I have come across some people who regret over their own actions. One day, a son came right after his mother's funeral is over. He said, "Venerable sir, while my mother was living, I did not take care of her. I did a lot of wrong things. I hurt her feelings. But today, she is dead and gone. I feel very guilty, remorse, sad, but I do not know what to do. Is there a way that I can do something for my mother?" Another occasion, a young lady came and she said that she aborted her baby, and now when she goes to sleep, she dreamed about crying babies, and she also was looking for a solution how to overcome this negative karma. Another occasion, a businessman came and he said, "Venerable sir, I have a faithful and caring wife. But apart from that, I also had some mistresses. But recently my business went down. I lost my business. And all my mistresses left me. But it's still my wife, caring and loving, remain with me. Now I feel so guilty for being unfaithful to her. What should I do?" So these people, they are looking way to reform themselves to become better human being, which is a wonderful quality, which is recognized in Buddhist teaching as a progressive state of spiritual development. When we observe the other religions, also we come across different religious approach to the problem of how to overcome negative karmic forces. Some people, after doing evil things, they pray to the God and ask the forgiveness from the God. There are also some people, before they do an evil action, they pray to the God and justify the evil action and carry it on. There are still some other people, after doing evil actions, they bathe in holy rivers or with holy waters. All these are different approach to the problem, how we can overcome negative karmic forces. But when it comes to Buddhist teaching, how should a Buddhist approach to this? Can a Buddhist go to the Buddha and pray to the Buddha and ask the forgiveness for his negative karma? And that is not according to the Buddhist doctrine, because we do not recognize the Buddha as a lawgiver or as someone who is in judgment. Buddha is a supremely enlightened teacher, and out of great compassion, he teaches the way to the people how to overcome their problems and sufferings. As the Buddha says in very clear terms, attanava katang papang attana sang kilisati attana akatang papang attanava visujjati suddhi asuddhi pacchattang nanyamanyi visodahi. He says, by oneself is evil done, therefore, oneself is defiled. By refraining doing evil things, by oneself is purified. Purity and impurity does not depend on another, but rather oneself. No one can purify another. So these words of the Buddha are very clear, and it says that we cannot overcome negative karma through praying to the Buddha. But it also gives us the clue what should be done. Since we have the ability to create fresh karma, and since oneself can purify through dedicating to the righteous path, the Buddhist way of overcoming negative karmic forces is to do skillful actions over unskillful actions. This is the method here. The Buddha also says, yocha pubbe pamajjitva paccha sona pamajjati so imang lokang pabhaseti abha mutto chandima. Those human beings at beginning who did a lot of evil, wicked, immoral actions, later on, having realized their evil actions, and if they were to transform themselves to become compassionate and wise human beings, then those human beings will shine forth bright and brilliant, and they will illuminate the world like the moon, which is freed from a cloud. So Buddhism recognizes and encourages wholesome transformation. Buddhism is a message of transformation. Each and every human being, we have potential capacity to transform ourselves to become most compassionate and the most wise human being on this planet. No matter how bad or wicked is your past, you can tremendous power and opportunity to transform yourself. But the Buddhist way of doing it is not through prayers or chanting, but through actions. Now we have come to another sutta which can shed some lights to us. Lona Pala Sutta. In this discourse, Buddha addressed the monks and said, "Monks, if someone were to put a lump of salt into a cup of water, will that water become salty and undrinkable?" The monk said, "Yes, Venerable Sir." The Buddha continued, "Well, if the same lump of salt were to put into a river, will the water in the river become salty and undrinkable?" The monk said, "No, Venerable Sir." Here, drawing the parallel, the Buddha said, in the same manner, there might be a human being who is undeveloped in body, virtue, mind, and wisdom, and with little virtuous qualities and wholesome qualities. And if such a human being were to do a very trifling, insignificant evil action, even that action can lead the person to be born in lower realm. But if the same action were to be done by another human being who is developed in body, virtue, mind, and wisdom, who has got matured spiritual faculties, and such a human being will not reap the negative consequences of that action after the death. Here, what Buddha is saying is, as long as our wholesome spiritual immune system is stronger, and we can overcome the negative karmic forces. In other words, doing skillful actions over unskillful action is the way to dilute our negative karma. It is like, suppose you made a cup of coffee and you find it is very thick and you want to dilute it, and by adding some hot water, you can do that. In the same manner, if you notice that you have done evil, wicked, immoral actions, then what you should do is to increase doing a lot of wholesome actions. In this way, you can strike a balance Now we have come to the most important aspect or part of this talk. How to dilute our negative karma. There are four steps to be done from the Buddhist point of view. First step is right understanding. Right understanding is key to Buddhist practice. Without this, you cannot move at all. Here, right understanding is the understanding that someone is responsible for one's own actions, no one else. We are the ones who create our hell or heaven. As much as we have the ability to do evil, we also have the ability to do good. So if you notice that you have done evil, then you also have the ability to transform yourself by doing good. So this understanding is very important. Understanding again here, no one else can transform you but you yourself. The teachers can show us the way, but we have to do it by ourselves. So this understanding of one's own ability to transform and confidence in one's own actions is very important. So this is right understanding. With this understanding, we can go to the second step. Confession. Well, in Buddhist teaching, the word confess is used to mean something very different from many other religious practices. The word confess is used in Buddhist teaching here to mean that acknowledgement of one's own wrongdoings. It is not passive type of regret, or it is not a kind of passive approach and worry, regret, remorse over what you have done. What you have done is over. No point of crying over spilled milk. But it's very important for you to acknowledge sincerely and understand that you did that. That's very important for transformation. So we encourage whoever wants to transform to acknowledge his or her wrongdoing. Among the Buddhist monks, there is a practice called avatthisima. Here the monks, when they get together in their meetings on full moon days, and they will openly acknowledge their wrongdoing, and then they will seek the guidance from senior monks to avoid such wrongdoings in future. This is what we are encouraging here. In the same manner, someone who wants to overcome negative karmic energy is encouraged to go to a spiritual teacher, like a monk or a nun, a Buddhist practitioner, and then you can talk to your spiritual teacher and discuss this issue. And having listened to your story, that particular monk or nun can give you a suitable advice how you can prevent moving forward. So this kind of acknowledgement imprint of a spiritual teacher is psychologically very important. If you do not have such a spiritual teacher, in fact, you can go to a Buddhist statue, and before the Buddhist statue, you can, in fact, reveal your mistake and acknowledge it. We also encourage, when we do such kind of confession, we also encourage people to engage in some religious practices, like doing some chanting and meditation and reflection before you proceed with, because such practices will help you to have clarity in your mind, peace in your mind. With peace and clarity, you can acknowledge your wrongdoing and determine yourself to move forward to transform. The third aspect is asking forgiveness. Asking forgiveness here directly related to the people towards whom you did something wrong. So if these people are still living, and if you have the opportunity and ability to approach these people, and sincerely asking the forgiveness from these people is tremendously beneficial. However, if the situation is different and you cannot approach these people, you can still ask the forgiveness from those people towards whom that you did wrong things in your mind. So having done a devotional practice, as I said earlier, you with your peaceful mind and with your clarity mind with clarity, you can in fact ask the forgiveness from these people. So that's very important. So these first three steps, understanding, confession, and asking the forgiveness, are mainly psychological. These three steps prepare your mind, condition your mind in a suitable way for you to move forward. Through these three steps, we also can bring peace to your mind. When you do these three steps, you feel more peace, more comfortable, less guilt, and you will have clarity in your mind to move forward. But this is only preparing the mind for actual action. So the most important part of this process is the fourth steps, which is actual execution of your action, karma. This is what I mentioned earlier, skillful actions over unskillful actions. If you regret thinking that you could not take care of your parents while they were living, then you have plenty of opportunity today to treat parents who are left by their children. In old folk homes, nursing care centers, there are many parents who are left by their children. Their children do not visit them. They have a lot of pain and suffering in their mind. You can approach these people and you can be a child to them. You can take care of them. You can show your love, care, concern towards them. You can still treat them like your own mother or father. When you do that, you are doing a skillful action over unskillful action. If you regret over aborting your baby, then there are many children in this world who are left by parents due to many reasons. So these children are in open age and many other places, taken care by the governments or social and welfare organizations. Go to such places and be a mother to these children. You can treat them with compassion like your own child. And when you do this, you are doing skillful action over unskillful. By doing so, you can overcome your negative karma. If you did a lot of killing, killing of other living beings, for example, and then of course you can dedicate yourself to compassionate actions, develop boundless love and compassion towards all the living beings and encourage living rather than killing. There are many species on this planet in the verge of extinction. Some of these animals have been extinct already. You can help to those organizations which are trying to introduce conservative programs and projects. You can help in many ways, volunteer, or you can give monetary help, whatever the way. In this way, you can do counteractive, wholesome actions. And if you someone who earn your money through selling alcohol, cigarette, drugs, for example, and of course, after some time, you recognize, even though it's a good business and brought a lot of money, but you have damaged a lot to the society, to the other people, you can, of course, dedicate to opposite actions which are wholesome in nature. In some places on this planet, people ruthlessly destroy the forests and cut the trees just for the sake of money. And if you notice that you have done such things, of course, you also can dedicate yourself to build the plant, the trees, and for conservative programs. In this way, find out a particular negative action that you are regretting, and then you take conscious actions to reform it. And in this way, you can transform to become a compassionate and wise human being, which bring bliss and happiness towards yourself as well as towards the others. In this way, we can transform ourselves and overcome negative karma, and we can dilute our negative karmic forces. I think this much is enough as a talker.